Raga Shambhala will be bridging the Himalayas on Thursday night at the Whitebrook Theatre in the Southern Cross University in Lismore. I think that's meant to be bringing the Himalayas to the Whitebrook Theatre in the Southern Cross University in Lismore. They'll be bringing together three talented soloists from the Tibetan Indian classical traditions in a harmonious blend of songs and sonic journeying. Well, joining us from our Brisbane studio this morning are award-winning Tibetan musician Tenzin Chogyal, 8th-generation Indian master musician Sangeet Mishra, and leading Australian tabla player Shen Finsdale. Good morning and welcome to you all.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Tenzin, can I start with you? You have an amazing story. You were born to a nomadic family in Tibet but were raised elsewhere. Tell us a little bit about your earliest life, I suppose.
How much time have we got? The earliest life, I guess I was a toddler, and as I came out of Tibet and came into Nepal, in short, and then went into India, and lived in India for a long time, and India has been my home, and then came to Australia. So those places have been my second homes or third homes or home away from home.
When did you come to Australia?
97.
What brought you here?
My wife.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
It's a Dharamsala Indian Tibetan Australian love story.
Oh, lovely. And a story for another time, I'm sure. But I know many Australians do make their way to Dharamsala in India, specifically because it's the home of the Tibetan government in exile, and many Tibetan Buddhist people live there, don't they?
Yeah. It's all the home of the Tibetan government in exile, and all the efforts that is put towards amplifying the voices of Tibetans inside Tibet are done mainly from Dharamsala, and then, you know, the Tibetans living all around the world. Tibetans are quite scattered at the moment. We are kind of scattered people, wanting to be reunited, and so His Holiness is under His Holiness's guidance, and now the new Prime Minister who has taken over the whole political leadership, and His Holiness has kind of retired from the political leadership, and he is now concentrating on just spreading the warm-hearted, just being a human being. Yeah.
And when did you discover music?
When did I discover music? I think probably as I was growing up, as a little kid. So
because your parents are musical, aren't they?
And they were not in such like musical family, but in any tradition, I think everyone loves music. And music is kind of like people's, what is that called, soundtrack for their life. So I guess everyone loved music, and so my parents were singing, and I learned from kind of inherited from my musical abilities from the karmic imprints of hearing them sing. Yeah.
Sangeet, what about you? When did you start learning instruments?
Basically, I'm from a musical family, so my father playing same instrument. So when I am 6th or 7th, I start singing vocal. And then, because of they all playing sarangi, then I took the sarangi.
And what is a sarangi?
Sarangi is, you can say it's a Indian violin kind of things. And in this instrument, there is 36 sympathetic string and 3 main strings.
Mm.
So, yeah, this is very fair, a traditional Indian instrument.
Shen, and you're a tabla player. Is that also something that has been a traditional in your family?
Not at all. It's an Indian classical drums, and I'm Australian, 7th-generation Australian. So I grew up playing piano and then guitar, and then I got interested in world music percussion. And then I happened to get some tabla and found a great teacher, Debu Bhattacharya, in Melbourne. And this year is my 20th year of tabla, so I love it and love Indian classical music.
What do you love about the tabla?
There's so many sounds and so many rhythms. And
it's his second wife, actually.
You could say it's my first wife. My actual wife came after that. I met her through the tabla. So she's also a classical Indian classical vocalist from Japan. So there's been many interesting stories in our group.
And how did the three of you come together?
I met Shen when I first came to Australia. When I did my first concert, just as I came in Australia for the first, in the first month itself, I got a concert in the St. Lucia University, wasn't it?
Mm.
And I was singing away, and then during the concert, and Shen was in the audience. So then he was learning tabla, like probably into his fifth year or something.
No, not even that, yeah, a couple of years, yeah.
And then we connected then, and then since then. So he's been in my musical journey in Australia since my beginning of my musical journey in Australia.
And then I met Sangeet in Varanasi, which is where I learned tabla. It's a very famous holy city on the banks of the Ganges, where Sangeet is from, and where my tabla guru was living. I think he was about 16 when I met him there, at his father's house. And he's been coming to Australia for the last 8 years or something, and we have some tours every time he comes.
Wonderful. What are you going to play for us first?
How long do we have? Because our song can go for 10 minutes if.
Oh heavens! we do have another story to do after this, but perhaps 5 minutes.
Okay.
So we're going to do a song called Heart Sutra.
Heart Sutra, yeah. Okay, so
let's play.
Me too.
Raga Shambhala on ABC North Coast. That was wonderful. Can you tell me, is that a blend of traditions, or does that really reflect a piece that is of one of the traditions that you come from?
It's a blend of tradition, I guess. It's Heart Sutra is actually a mantra which says, gone, gone, gone beyond, gone further beyond, so be it. And then it's very universal to all the Buddhist tradition and also to Sanskritic tradition, which the Sangeet's instruments come from.
So that's why the concert's described as bridging the Himalayas, because Tibet is on the north and India is on the south of the Himalayas.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. How much does the spiritual tradition of both the Indian classical music and Tibetan Buddhist music influence all of you when you're coming together and playing?
I guess we just play from our heart. So it's actually, we just played this for the first time together with Sangeet.
Yeah. Tenzin's just got back from 2 months in Nepal and North India. We just met him this morning to come to the studio. So it's a little bit raw. So
But it's
spontaneous music that we're playing. So.
The thing that we do together, it's especially, it's just musical connection, and there's no, what is that called, any other things. Just
influence.
Yeah, it's just, we just get into our music and listen to each other and some.
There's no language of music. No. One language. Yeah. All over, universal.
Yeah.
So you're performing this Thursday in Lismore, Thursday night from 7 p.m. at the Southern Cross University in the White Brook Theatre, and you're raising money for the Children's Welfare Organisation of Nepal. What will the money help that organisation do?
I've got no idea. I'm just kidding. I guess Kalida does a whole lot of work over there and takes Australian volunteers over there and looks after the kids over there in Nepal. And I guess children are the future for this world, I guess. And we are for that, I think, all three of us, and maybe many more, not just us, also all the people in the room here as well. So, yeah. So, and as well, I'm hoping that you will turn up with your bells on as well.
Is this a one-off concert, or will you be playing in other places as well?
We're doing a small little tour since Sangeet is here, and we didn't want to lose that opportunity to play with him. So we are doing a Raga Shambhala tour, and the Thursday concert will be the first concert, and then Friday we are in
Kempsey,
and
Urala. Oh, sorry, Warhope.
Warhope, and then Sunday Urala. Yeah. So we are very fortunate that Sangeet is here, because he's a master on what the instrument that you just heard. It's a very beautiful instrument, and it evokes the whole lot of emotions when you hear his playing. And
so, as well as doing a group performance, we'll be opening each concert with an Indian classical presentation of sarangi and tabla.
Yeah.
Oh, wonderful. Sangeet, what would you like to do with your career as a musician?
I want to do more, as much as I can do for sarangi, more popular, more famous all over the world. Still need some places the people don't know about sarangi. So just take sarangi and go to other so many countries and show them this is sarangi and more familiar with voice of sarangi.
Well, look, we've been able to move the story that we were going to do now to tomorrow. For people who are listening out for that Brumby story, we will do it tomorrow on the program. Is there something else you can play for us? Another 5-minute piece, perhaps, to take us out to the news?
Okay, what should we play? I think we should just, I'll just stay in a tune and then you play and you. So let's just make up something.
We're going to improvise on the spot.
Improvise is great.
Deki thula khayo Malashe samnaru Ngangi tu de chona Ngai semba garacho
Raga Shambhala, oh, what a treat. Thank you so much for performing for us and for being put on the spot, as it were, improvising. It's been a great pleasure to speak to you all. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
No. Tenzin Chögyul, Sangeet Mishra and Shen Flindell. They are Raga Shambhala. Bridging the Himalayas is the concert tour that they're performing, and you can catch them in this region at the Southern Cross University on Thursday night.